Good morning, happy Friday. Dave and Doreen, along with Marcus. Time for your entertainment news, your Hollywood update. So TMZ investigates last night on Fox. Where is Kate Middleton? It was just all conspiracies.
Aww.
You know, Piers Morgan thinks maybe she had a breakdown amid life within what they call the firm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think she had a tummy tuck and they were just trying to hide that.
I think it's a tummy tuck. That's what I thought.
And then it's gotten out of hand.
Totally out of hand. And Cindy heard Marcus yesterday, and my lovely bride agrees with you 1,000%. She said, there's no way that was Kate Middleton in that picture.
It's not.
This is what Jimmy Kimmel.
So AI, do you think, or was it just a stand-in? Or?
Probably a stand-in.
Stunt double.
Here's what Jimmy Kimmel said last night.
We finally got a royal update on Kate Middleton. According to a spokesperson for Kensington Palace, there's a very simple explanation for Kate Middleton's whereabouts. She's been working from home, which I don't know. How does a princess work from home? I'm just going to stay in and wave at people? I don't.
Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Yeah, good question.
Wayne Brady was on The Tonight Show last night, and he talked about the fact that his daughter introduced him to TikTok.
During the pandemic, my daughter, Miley, she was on TikTok first. Oh, you're dancing and you're singing talent. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic hit, and we're all bored. It's like, hey, can I do a TikTok video with you? And all of a sudden, we're dancing. And everyone started going, oh, my God, your family.
Mm-hmm. You've seen those videos. Mm-hmm. I mean, millions and millions, tens of millions of people have watched the Wayne Brady family. And he told Jimmy Fallon last night how he got his job on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I was working at Universal Studios as the Beetlejuice in the Beetlejuice Rock and Roll Show as the Wolfman and Dracula. I end up going to the audition, and I gave away a couple of my shows. I said, what's going to happen is I'm going to show up to the audition, I'm going to get cut, then I'm going to go back, and I'm going to make my $50 a show, and I'm not going to take off my makeup. So I just had still some Dracula makeup on as I got to the audition, and I was like, they're going to cut me anyway. And I went in, and round after round, we did World's Worst. We did that, but the thing that really flipped it was when they said, hey, so we need you to improvise some songs. Can you do that? I was like, yeah, I can improvise a song. And then one round after the next round, and at the end of the day, I had a job.
And that's how we all know Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
From Whose Line Is It Anyway? Kristen Wiig was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and she said she wants to bring back her Saturday Night Live character, Aunt Linda, when she hosts the show.
Maybe not a very well-known one, but I did this woman on Update called Aunt Linda that was like a movie critic that hated everything. I have a soft spot for her, so maybe.
Hello, haters.
Yeah.
I love Aunt Linda. And is Aunt Linda based on anyone?
A little bit.
On your Aunt Linda?
No, okay. I do have an Aunt Linda.
Oh,
though,
you
but
do?
Yes, I do, but it's not my it's not my Aunt Linda. Okay. She's amazing.
I don't remember Aunt Linda.
I don't either.
I don't either, but guaranteed you're going to see it this weekend.
You will. Also on Watch What Happens Live, Ricky Martin. He talked about guest starring on The Love Boat back in 1985.
I had the honor to work with Lana Turner.
Wow.
It was very beautiful. She was our caretaker for the band. And it was beautiful. And
So it was Menudo.
Menudo
was on The Love Boat. And your little plot was Lana Turner was your caretaker.
Yes, and Lana Turner, and it was beautiful because it was shot in the actual cruise.
Okay.
It's usually in the studio.
Right. It was on the Pacific Princess.
It was a Caribbean actually.
Okay. Caribbean Princess.
Yeah, but really nice.
Caribbean Princess. Mm. Menudo. Remember Menudo?
Oh, yeah. Sure do. That was a better casting call than having Charlotte Ray as your caretaker.
Yes, I agree with that.
Oh, Ricky.
You're going to have to work on that one.
Yeah.
Just saying. Paul Rudd jokes that he already acts like an old man. He said he loves doing crossword puzzles and reading about the building of the Brooklyn Bridge. Here's Paul Rudd.
I live my life like someone's grandfather. I'm not on TikTok. I don't have anything. I'm not on any social media. My favorite show is about antique appraisals. If I can sit with a crossword puzzle, you're looking at a happy man.
Wow.
The book I'm reading right now is about the building of the Brooklyn Bridge. I mean, it's like there's nothing in me says of the moment. Nothing's particularly hip.
Okay, they don't even say hip anymore. That's how out of touch he is.
He's an insurance commercial.
Basically,
and he's turned into his parents.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to turn around. And when you turn around, I love that commercial. The teaser is out for the Beetlejuice sequel, which is called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
The juice is loose.
And on Jimmy Kimmel's show last night, the birthday boy, William Shatner, celebrating his 93rd birthday. Oh. And Jimmy Kimmel gave him a cake with 93 candles.
He put 93 candles on the cake.
Right.
We actually had to get permission from the fire marshal to do
it. Is it your expectation that I'm going to blow them all out?
Do you want to give it a shot? Because you
I'll
get
give
the
it
wish.
A 93-year-old try. A little sip from my lungs. And that's it, my dear.
You're like a joke.
93.
I noticed it's a one-tiered cake. It's a little cheap, isn't it?
We spared every expense. Yes.
William Shatner, 93 years old.
I can't believe that he's like, is Hollywood 93 just different?
It must be.
You know?
Like those 80 for Brady ladies?
Yeah.
Because wasn't Rita Moreno in her 90s as well in that movie?
They don't seem 90. They don't talk, speak, walk.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Crazy.
And since it is his 93rd birthday, William Shatner, from back in 2017, attempting some stand-up comedy.
Let me tell you a little bit about me. I was raised as in a conservative Jewish household, which explains how I landed the role of the Priceline negotiator. It also explains why I've never been asked to be in a Mel Gibson movie. You know, there's a big rumor on the internet that I made $600 million from Priceline.com. Come on. If I had made $600 million, I wouldn't be hosting a show on Access TV. I don't own Access TV. I don't even know what channel this is on. Is it on the internet? I mean, am I on the Twitter? Come on.
Am I on the Twitter? Uh-huh. 93 years old, William Shatner. That is your Hollywood update for this Friday morning.